The old man Emu himself, John Williamson, is back and touring and celebrating 2021. How are you, John?
Oh, good, mate. I'm celebrating the chance to get on the road again.
Yeah, it's been it knocked everyone around something fierce, didn't it? Particularly you guys last year.
Yeah, well, I enjoyed the break because I've been, you know, it was going to be my 50th year slowing down, but looks like it'll be another year yet before I slow down. We had to push everything into 21.
Yep.
21, and but that's so nice to be with my group again. You know, like they've suffered more than I have, all the crew and stuff like that. So we're all really happy chappies now.
That's good stuff. Now the interesting part is the winding back tour. It is celebrating 50 years. Winding back, does that mean there's
Just means less.
So there's no retirement in there.
I suppose I'm warning them that, you know, if the next few years I'll start to forget my lyrics or drift too much or I get too much arthritis in my fingers, I'll stop. But after that 11-month break, I think I'm keener than ever now.
Fabulous stuff. Yeah, all energised and ready to go. So what are the people in for?
Well, I don't have any support artists. Anyone that hadn't been to my show wouldn't know that. But so it's, you know, two halves of my music. So, I've got 500 songs to pick from. I recycle songs. I'm going to bring back that song called Queensland Bungalow, which I wrote up Northern Queensland years ago. And I don't think I've ever done it on stage, maybe a couple of times. But it gives me a chance to whack in a few more Queensland songs. I've written more about Queensland than anywhere else, I think.
Well, of course. The Sunshine State, after all.
Except when it's raining.
Yeah, well, it's not at the moment, so fingers crossed it stays that way. And you're going to be here on the 15th of April at the Moncrief Entertainment Centre, and, of course, people can go and book at the centre itself. So it's two the shows in two halves, both you. So how long will it basically run for?
I generally do an hour, then a 15-20 minute break, and then about an hour and 20, so they get plenty of music. And I can't have supports because there's too many songs I haven't done there, you know. I can only do 30 to 40 songs anyway, so I don't really need a support, and I wouldn't want one. Now, people come to see what I'm doing, but the band are great, you know. Claire O'Mara on fiddle, and Brendan Radford, he's a Queenslander, on acoustic, and we've got Rod McCormick on bass, and they're all the top people in the business.
Yeah, indeed. Could you ever think now, thinking back to Old Man Emu, that you came up with that, did you ever think that Old Man Emu would lead you to where you are now?
No, I would still be one of my most popular songs, you know. Yeah. I usually put it towards the end, then they know there must be time to go home soon. but we put out a kids' book with Emu last year, you know, so it just goes on and on and on. It's sold like hotcakes, so we'll bring a few of them up signed. And I'm not coming out, unfortunately, to the audience at interval because it's at this stage. I think it may change, but the theatres have been very careful about all that.
Yeah.
So I've signed everything pre. So we'll be up there with bells on, mate. I've got a couple of new songs, a bit more humour in the show, but all the songs that they expect to hear will be there.
Yep, True Blue and the Lot.
Yeah, and Meg just wrote a note saying that we're bringing up the box set, which is a 25 little miniature CDs.
Oh, okay.
Song each side in a little box set, which was done for the 50th year. It'll be actually nearly 51 by the time we get up there, because June is the 51st anniversary of Old Man Emu.
Crikey, it'll be the 52nd anniversary before you get to the end.
Yeah, kind of, yeah.
Talk about winding back. All right, mate, we wish you well, and we're looking forward to seeing you here. You are going to be here again on the 15th of April at the Moncrief Entertainment Centre, and our friends down in around Mirrabooka, Harvey Bay, you're going to be at the Brolga the day after, Friday the 16th of April. So we wish you well again. Great to talk to you again, John. It's been a long time between chats, and it's always good to talk to you.
Yeah, it'll be good to see everybody out again enjoying themselves, and I always love to see that first few front rows with their big smiling faces. It's a drug I can't kick, mate. I'm looking forward to it. Thank you.
No problem.